Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Mem Vav Chulin 46. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses the line from the Mishnah which states that Nitla HaKaved, that if the liver was removed from the animal and there's nothing left from the liver, then the animal is a trefa, it's disqualified. So the Gemara says this implies Hanishtayer Himena Kulim Kashera Afagav Duave Kazaya. So it means that if something remains, even if it's just a little bit, even if it's smaller than an olive size, it's going to be kosher. The Gemara says, but we have a contradiction to this because we are going to learn in a Mishnah that's going to be on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. There the Mishnah states, Nita Kaved Vinishtari Mena Kazayas Kashera, that if the liver was removed but there remains an olive size portion, it's kosher. So we see from here, from our Mishnah, implies that even if a drop remains, it's kosher, whereas on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah is saying that there must be an olive-sized part of the liver remaining. So Amar Rav Yosef Lokasha, it's not a contradiction. There are two different authors of each Mishnah. One reflects the opinion of Rabbi Chiya, and one reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. Ha Rabbi Chiya and Ha Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. And we're going to see that our Mishnah is following the position of Rabbi Chiya, who says that you just need a little bit of the liver, not even an olive-sized portion, whereas the Mishnah on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph is going to reflect the position of Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, who says you need an olive-sized portion to remain in order for it to be kosher. Kihad Rabbi Chiya Zarekla, because Rabbi Chiya, of proof of the fact that he says just a little bit of the liver, if it remains, is going to be kosher, because Rabbi Chiya threw away the liver, Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe Matbila, whereas Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe would take the liver and he would dip in it because he valued the liver. And the reason is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe was of the opinion that the liver was a healthy food. So therefore, he says that if you don't have the liver, it's going to be a trefa unless you have an olive-sized portion of it, because then it can grow back. Whereas Rabbi Chiya was of the opinion that he didn't eat it because he didn't think it was a vital or a healthy organ. And so therefore, he says that even if there's less than a kezias, it's going to be kosher, even because it's not necessary. So even there, if it couldn't regenerate, it wasn't going to be necessary. So says the Gemara, the proof that you can remember which one is Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, that he would dip the liver because even though he was very wealthy. And so the idea is, the way you can remember this is, Simonecha Ashir and Mekamtzin. The simon for this is that the rich people are cheap or they're thrifty. And the idea is that even though Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe was very wealthy, he would still eat the liver, whereas Rabbi Chiya, who was poor, would not eat the liver. And that's because Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe thought that the liver was healthy. And so then the Gemara tells us a story where they're debating how much of the liver was left in order for the animal to be kosher. Ahupo Musa, there was an army came to town, but this was an army that posed a threat, and it came to Pumpadisa, Arku Rab of Rav Yosef. So Rab and Rav Yosef ran away. So Pagibuhu Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera encountered them, and Rabbi Zera was able to stay in the town, according to Tosos. Tosos points out, because his father was the gabbai to the king. He was the treasurer. He was the person who was a royal official, and so therefore he was close to the king. But Rabbi Zera took a very snide attitude to them, because he said to Rabbi Rav Yosef, Arukai, and this is a derogatory term, says the Chasam Sofer. He says, refugees, Kizayi Sha'amru B'makom Mara. This olive-sized portion that they said that it has to remain, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, that proves it needs to be, it's not enough that it could be anywhere, it has to be right next to the gallbladder. So in order for an olive-sized portion to say that the animal is kosher, that's only if the olive-sized portion is in the place of the gallbladder itself. But if it's not there, then it's not going to be kosher. And Rav Adabar Ava responds, "B'makom shichaya." No, it has to be at the vital point of the liver. And the liver is And that's where the necessary place for the liver to be. B'makom shichaya. Rashi says that this could either be next to the kidneys or next to the diaphragm. But the point I wanted to say here is that what the Chasam Sofer, the way Chasam Sofer explains the idea that the first interpretation was Rabbi Zera says b'makom amara, whereas the second interpretation is that, no, b'makom shichaya. Chasam Sofer actually cites this Gemara in terms of a very interesting debate. Chasam Sofer and says this when he himself was forced to leave Pressburg because of a war that was going on there. And the Chasam Sofer was discussing whether or not it was appropriate for a Torah scholar to leave the town when the town itself was under siege. And he referred to an incident that happened in the life of the Noda Behuda, who was the chief rabbi of Prague. And what happened was the Noda Behuda wanted to leave because there was a period of stress in the city, and he said, I need to leave, and the people of the town said, no, we need you to stay because you're the rabbi, and if you're here, you're going to be able to preserve this place and preserve us with the merits that will attach to your name. But Noda Behuda, and the opinion that said that the rabbi should leave under those circumstances, says no, the rabbi will be better able to pray if he's not in the town, because we say Ein Chavash Matir Asomi Beis Asurin, that a person who is in distress can't free himself from prison. So the Chasam Sofer cites our Gemara that he says Rabbi Zera came upon them and he said you have to be b'mok, the Kazayas only works b'mokum amara, that the Kazayas is only going to be able to save the people if it's in the place of the gallbladder. So therefore, Rabbi Zera was saying to Rabbi Rav Yosef, how dare you leave? You need to be in this place. And so Rav Ada Bar Hava responds, says the Chasam Sofer, no, b'makom shichaya. No, when can the rabbi pray? Only if he's alive. So Rabbi Rav Yosef are saying, no, we need to be out of here because we need to be alive in order to be able to pray to help the people of the town. So that's the debate. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer said that if the whole town is in distress, the rabbi should leave so he can pray for the people outside the town.